Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Okay, if you're having trouble eating too much, having trouble with desserts, having trouble when you're done with dinner, kind of like continually going back for seconds or continually kind of like doing that late night snack, It's brush your teeth. Mm. So if when you're done brushing your teeth, the last thing you want to do is eat something. Yeah. Your teeth feel really clean and everything else tastes really bad. Well, we can use that as a mechanism, as a tool to tell your body actually like from a hormonal, trigger Pavlov's dog experience that eating time is over. Mm-hmm. And now it's starting to begin the process of bedtime. And you can do this throughout other times of the day as well.
We are here because we know the outcomes in our lives are within our control. That taking absolute ownership of how we eat, sleep, train, think, and connect with each other is how we'll optimize our health and happiness. That chasing excellence is how we grab hold of what is possible. Our mission is to live on the run, always chasing, never stopping.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Chasing Excellence. As always, I'm here with Ben. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Patrick.
Today we're going to do a second round of a relatively new show format. We've called it 3x3. We've done one so far. The results were good the first time, so we're going to try again. So 3x3 is, I'm going to present you with three topics, three things, and you're going to give us your three takes on that thing. It's a terrible way to describe. I have to find a better way to describe this.
I'm just not going to explain it anymore.
3x3. First one, actually, quickly, I'm going to tell us the three things that we're going to do today, and then we'll dive into the first one. So the first one, or we're going to do three nutrition tips that you haven't heard, three exercise routines you should do besides CrossFit, and three people you should have in your life. So those are the three we're going to tackle today. First one being the nutrition tips that you haven't heard.
Number one.
Numero uno.
So this is nutrition tips. I just want to clarify this. The nutrition tips you haven't heard before.
Yes.
So not the best nutrition tips. Yes. Just so this could be anything.
It really could be anything.
Yeah.
We're giving you a lot of freedom here.
All right. But I'm going to try and put things that will actually like that you haven't heard before, but may move the needle for you. So it's not like, you know, mainline agave, you know, it's like, all right. First one is, don't eat when it's dark out.
Okay, explain that.
It's an easy way to implement intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
So intermittent fasting can be helpful for some people. If we're looking for calorie restriction, essentially all you have to do is when it gets dark out, you're done eating. Yep. And when it gets light out, you can start eating. So it's not even based off of the clock. Now, I would caution people that live in Iceland during the winter, or people that live in Iceland during the summer. Right. They never stop eating.
Or Alaska or any other place.
Yep. But the idea here is let kind of like the... a little bit of the circadian rhythm dictate your eating schedule. Mm-hmm. So when you're awake and you're moving, that's when we should be eating. When it gets dark and when things slow down, that's when we should not be eating. Yeah. So kind of this, imagine it's like 12 hours on, 12 hours off thing is kind of easy schedule. So maybe we stop eating at 7 at night and we start eating at 7 in the morning, but let the darkness be the dictator.
Yeah. I love artificial constraints like that.
Yeah,
because they just remove decision making.
Yes.
And so if you can find the ones that work for you, I think that's such an easy way to know, should I eat or shouldn't I? Nope. Okay, good. Easy. All right. First one. What's the second one?
Second one is pray.
Okay.
So what I mean by this is before you eat, call it a prayer if you want to. Actually, it's catchy.
Yep.
Be mindful. Mm-hmm. Be thankful. Actually, look at your plate of food and be thankful for the fact that you get to eat this. Now, what that does is it brings intention and awareness to what you're about to do. Instead of just scarfing things down while you're watching the ball game or while you're plugging away on this project or while you're driving in the car, and all of a sudden you get done eating and it's gone, never thinking it happened. Eating now becomes an intentional practice for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it changes the ball game. Now, again, these are not the most meaningful things. It's not but it's something you probably haven't heard before, but it's a practice that's age old, right? Yeah. Say grace.
Yep.
Say why you're thankful beforehand. All of a sudden now it's like, this is an intentional moment in time where I'm going to actually think about what I'm supposed to be doing instead of kind of just like, it's a secondary thing I'm doing on the side or multitasking my way through another snack or meal.
Right, right. And that pairs nicely with your advice that we've talked about previously about, you know, eating on, you know, eating at a table without any screens, right?
Yes.
They pair together nicely. Okay. Third one.
Okay. If you're having trouble eating too much, having trouble with desserts, having trouble when you're done with dinner, kind of like continually going back for seconds or continually kind of like doing that late night snack, it's brush your teeth. Mm. So if when you're done brushing your teeth, the last thing you want to do is eat something.
Yeah.
Your teeth feel really clean and everything else tastes really bad. Well, we can use that as a mechanism, as a tool to tell your body actually like from a hormonal, trigger Pavlov's dog experience that eating time is over. Mm-hmm. And now it's starting to begin the process of bedtime. And you can do this throughout other times in the day as well. So you have that 2 o'clock, like really kind of like, oh man, I really want to go buy the bowl of M&Ms in the office. Go in the bathroom and just brush your teeth really quick. 90 seconds later, like you're back at work and that's probably gone.
Mm, love that. Okay. So those are your three nutrition tips you haven't heard. Moving on to three exercise routines you should do besides CrossFit.
So I love CrossFit. If you were to choose one, that would be the one. Yep. Constant varied functional movement point of relatively high intensity is the gateway to improve fitness. If you're looking to kick ass in your 90s or you're looking to dominate on the field or you're trying to lose weight, that would be my choice. Now, if we're to use that as I am doing CrossFit, what else could I do to kind of like stay active, supplement, do additional things? Yep. The first one I love is yoga. Mm-hmm. I am not a huge believer in yoga as a workout program, which I think a lot of people are
the primary thing you do.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like trying to get their workouts and trying to get fit by doing yoga. It's better than doing nothing for sure, but I'm not a huge fan of like power yoga and heat yoga. I've done a lot of it. What I am a fan of is using yoga as the yin to the yang of what CrossFit is. CrossFit is very hard. Mm-hmm. It's you're trying to work out at a very high relative intensity level. So it is a go, 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 get it. Want it, want it, want it. Work hard. And like, Well, yoga is the opposite. It is take a step back. Actually, you know what? Better yet, let's take 5 steps back. Let's focus on our breathing. Let's internalize our thoughts. Let's stretch things out and hold the position for a long time. Let's relax for a little bit. And those two things paired together are really pretty special. Yeah. They really are. Now, I'm not saying you have to do yoga 5 days a week. I actually think if you do yoga once a week, you're going to see tremendous benefits, particularly if that yoga is not heat yoga, power yoga, super flowy hold poses. Let's work our core. I think the more a Sunday morning chill yoga or candlelight at night yoga, like a really kind of breathing based, stretchy, not hard, because we're working. You're already working hard. You don't need to add in more hard work. You need the opposite. Pull back a little bit and focus on more of the centered stuff and the breathing aspect of it.
Where do you draw the line between, there are a handful of mobility programs, right?
Yep.
Whether it's Ramwad or Kelly Stretch has a new one. Is that in the same ballpark as the benefits that you're suggesting as yoga, or are they really three different things that we're talking about? And where does the mobility one live in between those two?
So I believe the goal of the mobility ones are to get you to be able to perform the workout.
Got it.
That's like, I just talked to Kelly last week, actually.
Yep.
He said, you know what the best physical therapy is? You know what the best mobility thing is? You know what the best, it's CrossFit.
Hmm.
Do the actual functional movements. Now, if you can't get yourself into a functional range of motion, then what we should be doing is a little bit of extra mobility work to get us there.
Mm-hmm.
That's separate from yoga.
Okay.
So what you're doing before and after your workouts is not to me what we should be doing separate, which is the like get away from the gym, get outside on the back porch,
go to the studio, like the movement. It's everything, the contextual environment.
It's really, it's the like, let's find the space. Now, if you're using Kelly or something else to like go into the back porch and pull out your yoga mat and it's like your Zen time, we're probably trending in the right direction.
Okay, cool. Okay. That was the first one. Second one.
Hike.
Love that.
Get out in nature, go slow. Hopefully up and down hills, but if not, like just walk in the woods. Mm-hmm. Like, but that like, there's so much from like, you know, the Stoics to modern day CEOs that, you know, essentialism and leaders lead by solitude. There's so much to this aspect of getting separation and getting into nature. Mm-hmm. Like separation is great. Like get away from your screen, get away from your office. And it's good if you go to the coffee shop. It's good if you grab a book. It's good if you just go for a drive. But there's something even added extra special about literally, you know, people that even talk about like being, you know, grounding. Like there's a thing of like take off your shoes and stand on grass.
Yeah.
Like that's how like we live in a concrete jungle. Like, let's get back to this place where we all evolved from, which was nature. And it's weird that we have to seek it out now because it's a rarity for most of us. But I really believe in like woods. Mm. I think that the woods are amazing. I you know, I'm give me mountains or give me beach. I'm the beach guy, but there's something about this time in the mountains in a path that's really special. I've tried that as like trail running. Mm-hmm. It's not as good as hiking for what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Trail running, especially for CrossFitters, it's hard not to like be like, okay, now next week I'm going to do this in, you know, in 8 minute miles. Right. It's just like, it's too hard not to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas hiking, like put on a backpack, grab some water, grab some like, you know, be crunchy, grab some granola or whatever it is. And go for 5 minutes, 20 minutes or 2 hours. Like it's up to you. And again, it doesn't need to be every day. But if you were to do an hour in the woods by yourself, extra bonus points, really. But with one buddy, okay. If you were to do that for an hour a week, you do yoga for an hour a week on top of your CrossFit, I think you're going to find yourself a little more centered and a little more productive in the gym, in the office, and in your relationships.
Yeah. It makes me think of the author, Daniel Pink. He wrote the book Drive. And he says that the best breaks, which is kind of partly what you're talking about, have three common factors. One is that they're mobile, or you're mobile during the break, you're outside and you're with somebody else.
Oh, very cool.
That just made me think of that. Okay. That's the first two. Third one.
This might be a cop out, but play any sport, like just a sport.
Yeah.
So whether that's you're still playing tennis, you're a skier, you're a golfer, you play men's pickup hockey, or you're in some sort of like recreational men's basketball, like use the fitness outside the gym.
That's so easy to forget that's the point of it.
That's the point of it. Yeah. Exactly. What we're trying to do.
Maybe not sports specifically, but
what we're trying to do in the gym is to get you better outside the gym.
Yeah.
And let's use it in, let's express it in everyday life. The other thing there is, for a lot of those things, there's either like a team component. If there's not a team component, you're probably outside again.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. So like, do something outside. It doesn't need to be competitive. You could be a weekend warrior skier or a kiteboarder or surfer or mountain biker, and you never enter an event at all, but you're outside using more of this neurological stuff, the balance, accuracy, coordination, agility. You know, from the hiking standpoint, you're doing more of this LSD stuff, the long, slow distance. We're getting back to our original heritage, the way humans are actually developed to move, which is move for very long times at very, very low intensities, you know, basically like track down the herd. And then you have a really short, quick initial, like got to make the kill. And then you eat and find your mate and all the rest.
Yep. Okay, cool. Those were your three exercise routines. Last one is gonna be three people you should have in your life.
Okay. So the first one, three people you should have in your life. So a lot of different directions we go here, but the first one is someone, either a financial or business mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that can help you with, you know, whether it's pulling equity out of your home to start your business, whether it's investments or somebody you can lean on in terms of, you know, making decisions with your business or career advice, or, but somebody that's kind of been there, done that, and we'll call it a, if it's a financial advisor, if it's a business coach, if it's a professor that you trust, having that position in your life that you can lean on to make the business slash personal finance decisions. I just think that that's such a skill set that helps. So I'm not a fan of money. Like yeah. It's just nothing that I'm so grateful. I have somebody that cares about money in my life that can do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have that person, I think I'd not be as buttoned up and confident in the direction I'm going because I don't pay attention to it that much.
Right.
Similar to that is like, so my dad basically fills this role for me. He's the guy that from day one I could lean on in terms of like creating a business model or should I take on investors or, you know, what is this tax implication or how is this, you know, in terms of, should I do a 30-year fixed or a 10-year interest only? Mm-hmm. Like those are the type of questions that I feel really confident to be able to lean on him for those things. I think it's incredibly valuable regardless of where you are in, whether you're an artist, right? And money, it just doesn't matter to you at all. And you, or your financial advisor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think having that person to use as a resource is incredibly valuable.
Yeah. Is that something you found equally valuable from when you were younger and maybe starting out to even now? The value continues throughout?
So I think it's probably even more so when I was younger because my dad was so financially minded that I grew up in, there's a book Kiyosaki wrote, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
I don't know the author.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Yep. It's a really cool book. And the idea is that there's basically two types of families. Ones that like you don't talk about money because money is like the root of all evil. And the other ones that at the dinner table talk about investing and talk about what the implications of investing versus in real estate versus Bitcoin. And that's just like a normal conversation. Yep. What it means to buy stocks versus buy bonds and what it means to like what's an IPO and like, and the advantages that those families have is just so huge. So realizing that money is not an evil thing, it can allow you to do great things.
Yeah.
And having that as a norm in the family at a young age, I think is incredibly empowering.
Yeah. Another good book in that realm is, it's a terrible title, but it's I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi.
Mm.
Really good. Okay, that was the first one, right? First one, financial advisor, financial mentor of some kind. So second one.
A teammate or a business partner.
Yep.
Somebody that you're like making something with. Mm. Somebody like that you get to like be in the trenches and like create. Yeah. And whether that's like a teammate, you guys are, you're best friends on your baseball team, you know, that type of thing, or you're a collegiate rower and you have a best friend on your crew team. God, that was terrible. On your crew team. We obviously don't rehearse these.
On your boat squad?
Or in my case, like Harry, I get to develop, I'm making a business with him. And that's so cool to be able to like go out to lunch and have those conversations and be like, what do you want to do? What do you want to make? What are we trying to create? What's the next thing we should try to fix? Yeah. What's the next obstacle we should try to attack? Like, where's the next opportunity? It's such, that's such a cool thing to have in your life to be able to like make those things. But I could totally get it from a business or a teammate thing, right? Yep. Like, you know, I'm sure
it's just a common pursuit.
Yeah, right. Like Tom Brady, I'm sure has that with Julian Edelman, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're in the offseason, like, this is what we're gonna do this year. We're gonna implement these plays, we're gonna run this offense, we're gonna make this. Like that's just such a it's an amazing privilege that I feel like I have that I have that type of relationship with somebody.
I'm curious what maybe more tactically, like, because I don't Because I think a lot of people probably who know you, you know, through the podcast and through whatnot, they don't see you as needing, it's a weird thing to say, but like not, you don't really need a partner or a teammate because it feels like
yep.
you're really successful and like you're in charge and you do these things. So I'm really curious, like what does, and I know, obviously I know Harry, but like what does Harry bring to that kind of relationship that you need, I guess, is maybe
yeah.
the, like, what is it that, where is, how does he complement what I would say is like your kind of visionary nature?
So I would lean on the second side of that that question or that statement, which is what does he complement?
Yeah.
And let's words matter. You need very little. You mm-hmm. need shelter, water, you know, yep. you need that. So like, you don't need that. So if you look in terms of needs, you're not going to be able, you're not going to pursue things that you could benefit you. I want that relationship mm-hmm. because what Harry is a lot more in the weeds than I am. Harry is a lot more tactical than I am. I am more of a visionary. I work at the big picture. I look at really big growth opportunities. I think about strategic partnerships. I look at different revenue streams or lines of business. Harry is a maker and a doer.
Yeah.
And because of that, he gets a lot more of the tactical stuff and actually sees like, no, we need to tighten this screw. We need to pull this lever. Mm-hmm. We need to hire this position. Like, and those two things complement each other very, very well.
Yeah.
Without that, I could end up being just a dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy that actually can make a lot of this thing actionable.
Yeah. Got it. That's two. Third one.
A best friend. And that's kind of like an easy cop out one, yeah. right? But like somebody that you can just, I think it's a best friend and not a friend. If you can share, like hopes, dreams, and fears with, really some of the things that you're struggling with, without it being complaining, right? Yep. Like you can share things you're struggling with a stranger, but you're just bitching and whining right. and moaning. Like right. that's not productive for anybody. But if you are somebody that you can trust and that you can lean into, you know, I think it's helpful if that is not your spouse as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I was going to ask that if that
yeah.
was...
Like my fault, like Heather's my best friend.
Of course,
right?
yeah.
Like, but I need somebody that I can talk to about my family and my relationships yeah, right. as well outside right. of that. So right. you need. Yeah. It's helpful to want and you could have a best friend. I think those three things... you know, I'm not saying that that's the perfect trifecta,
yep.
but having somebody that you can lean on in terms of business advice outside of your business, yep. Financial wherewithal in terms of investing and how to protect what you've worked really hard to make. And people don't get rich from their jobs. So mm-hmm. you got to try to get rich from outside your job and somebody that can help you with that. A teammate or a business partner, somebody you can grow and create something with. And then thirdly, is just a best friend, somebody that's like kind of up for anything.
Yep.
Meet you on Friday and we'll go hike
right? yeah.
and do something like that. And yep. like, you kind of share all of your secrets and all the rest.
Yeah. Any downside to having one person fill maybe two of those roles? Three might be asking a lot, but like, you know, a financial advisor, who's your best friend, or does that,
I don't think so. Maybe yeah. it's all three. Cause then if it's all three, then you're kind of losing and something
yeah.
happens.
Yeah.
You're kind of in a bad spot.
you get but to I diversify think, the people.
Yeah. So yeah. like right now, like my dad started off as my kind of business and yeah. financial guy, but, Derek's really fulfilled yep. that role for me now. Yep. Derek's also my best friend.
Right.
So yeah, that's I have someone filling two of those yeah. buckets. Harry's my business partner. Yep. So I have two filling three.
Yeah.
If you pull my dad back in, then I have three separate.
All right, my man, that was good. That was our second 3x3. We will see everybody next week.
See ya.
You can get every episode of Chasing Excellence wherever you listen to your podcasts or on YouTube. Until next time, thank you for listening.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen ed provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.